March 10th.
For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?
Precious Jesus, for a long time after I had become a Christian, I believed that my sins had been forgiven. Now I was on my own. You did your job. Now it was my turn to do mine, to start the process of getting rid of the hatred, jealousy, and fear that live in my heart. But you are showing me that there is more, much more than just forgiveness that is available to me, that you are not done with your job in me. In fact, it has only begun. I was reconciled through your death. Now I need to be saved through your life.
Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
Jesus, thank you for showing me that fear, hatred, or jealousy does not live in my heart as single, separate qualities. These emotions are reactions to the old man, the set of negative, destructive beliefs instilled in me by the father of lies. These emotions will only go away if the negative, destructive beliefs are replaced with new, positive, constructive beliefs.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Jesus, I rejoice that you came to redeem me from the old man, the set of negative, destructive beliefs that are responsible for the hatred, jealousy, and fear in my heart. I bring the old man, the negative, destructive beliefs in my mind, to you, to ask you to replace them with new, positive beliefs, so I should not serve sin anymore. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.